It's either going to be a very, very long night or an early morning. 6 a.m. Saturday, it's going to be the Kangaroos in action up against Scotland for their first game of the Four Nations. And a man who's going to be in the engine room for the Kangaroos is Sam Thaiday, who joins us on the line. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, guys. Oh, it's evening over here, but good morning to you guys over there.
Hey, the camp looks like it's been fun so far, or has it just been a lot of hard work? You tell us.
No, we've been trying to make it as fun as we can, but there is always is hard work involved in travelling away in an Australian tour. But that's something that Mel's always been pretty good with, is finding time to have fun and make sure you enjoy the boys' company first and foremost, but enjoy yourself while you're away. It's such a long time and a long period to be away, to be so focused on one thing the whole time.
Sam, you always have fun, mate. I bet you're lighting it up for everyone.
Yeah, I've been trying to entertain the boys as much as I can, trying to keep everyone enthusiastic. You know, the weather over here isn't overly great. You don't always necessarily want to leave your hotel room because it's cold and dingy outside, but I make sure I bring colours to the boys' day every day.
Sam, what about attitude? Quite clearly, Scotland shouldn't be able to match it with the Kangaroos, but I imagine everyone's playing for positions when the bigger matches loom large on the Four Nations horizon.
Yeah, we do have to show Scotland a little bit of respect, and that's what we want to do with every team. We have to make sure we respect every team first and foremost, and then go out there and make sure we're doing our country proud and our teammates proud as well. So, in saying that, it should be a win for us. And there are a few young guys that are going to get a chance, opportunity to play and debut for Australia. But moving forward, we're playing New Zealand next, and then on to England, and we have to win two out of three games to make the final. So, there are going to be boys out there playing for positions, and there are going to be guys that are going to want to try and cement positions going forward so they get a chance, opportunity to play against the bigger nations in New Zealand and England.
Yeah, the five debutants, mate, are they, they'd be so excited.
Yeah, the little Joeys. they are very excited. I think the one that's the most excited about everyone is Matt Moylan. He was a part of a Four Nations tour in Australia not long ago, and I think he warmed up for every game and didn't quite get out there. He was the most capped 18th man, which has been a bit of a joke in camp. But he finally gets a chance and opportunity to play fullback for us on Friday night over here. And I'm sure he's looking forward to the chance opportunity to really show how good of a young player he is.
The world's oldest debutant is James Maloney. Now, we had good authority. He went harder than everyone in the celebrations at Grand Final of the Cronulla Sharks. Has he recovered yet?
He still hasn't got his voice back. So we're a bit worried about that on the field. We don't know what he's going to call. So I think that's why Mel left Cooper Cronk in the side, just so we got some direction out there. But in saying that, since Jimmy's been in camp, he's trained pretty hard and probably worked off that booze, and he's ready to play. But he's pretty excited as well. His wife's travelled over here with his oldest child, and they'll be sitting in the grandstand watching him play first game for Australia at the age of 30. So no matter how old you are, it's always such a great honour to put that Australian jersey on.
Hey Sam, they're letting you throw a punch or two, bit of biff back.
Well, I'm a bit old for that now. My reflexes have slowed down a bit. I'll just make sure I stand behind a big Shannon Boyd or a David Clemmer. They can be my bodyguard.
Yeah. Sam, has Mal Meninga addressed that? It appears that, quite instantly, we know that one punch now, you get 10 in the bin, so it's eradicated punching from our game. Does Mal have to address the boys about that? Looks like if you do throw a punch, you won't be sent to the bin?
No, to be honest, it's something we haven't even talked about. And I think, the culture we're trying to build in this team now is we'd rather beat a team on the scoreboard and beat them that way. And I think that's the best way of beating a team. But, if there are a bit of push and shove going on, I'm sure We've got a lot of big boys in this team that can handle themselves quite fine.
And Sam, we were talking about it the other day, the facilities that you've seen the football or the soccer players, you know, that England soccer setup was quite something.
Yeah, so we've stayed at some fantastic hotels we've been here, and probably the best one is St. George's Park, where the English soccer team train and stay at when they're preparing for big tournaments, and they have 11 different fields there. The field is set up to mimic fields all over the world. They're mowed the same way that the grass is laid at the same time as a Wembley pitch is laid. And
wow.
All those types of things. So, yeah, we're pretty damn spoiled, and we have been well looked after. But, it's kind of what we lost those kind of things in the Australian team. I think Mel's bringing those things back now and making sure that, playing for Australia is the pinnacle of our sport. And, by us staying and playing at these places and these venues, is really making sure that the players know and recognise that.
And one final one from me, mate. Jonathan Thurston, after that swinging arm from Jared Warrior Hargreaves, is he okay? He's fine?
Yeah, he's all right. Lucky he had his headgear on. Jono always says safety first. We're resting him this week. He won't play. But, he'll get the opportunity to hopefully make Jared look a little bit silly next time we play the Kiwis in a week's time.
Good on you, Sam. We thank you for your time, mate. Have a good evening over there, and we look forward to you getting on top of Scotland and then progressing through, mate. We're watching back home, so play well.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Sam Thiday there. So Kangaroos taking on Scotland. It'll be Saturday morning, 6 a.m. You can watch all the action on Channel 9. How are the odds looking?
Slats at 46.5 start the Kangaroos are giving.
Woo.
At $2, up against Scotland, $1.80 at that line, 40 plus 46.5, $1.80 at tab.com.au.